The little children can be bitten. Are you of belief now, friend John? Once more, argumentative hostility woke within me. I could not accept such an overwhelming idea as he suggested. So, with an attempt to argue, of which I was even at the moment ashamed, I said, "She may have been placed here since last night." "Indeed, that is so. And by whom?" "I don't know. Someone has done it." "And yet she's been dead 1 week. Most peoples in that time would not look so." I had no answer for this, so was silent. Van Helsing did not seem to notice my silence. At any rate, he showed neither chagrin nor triumph. He was looking intently at the face of the dead woman, raising the eyelids and looking at the eyes, and once more opening the lips and examining the teeth. Then he turned to me and said, "Here, there is one thing which is different from all recorded. Here is some dual life that is not as the common. She was bitten by the vampire when she was in a trance, sleepwalking. Oh, you start! You do not know that, friend John, but you shall know it all later. And in trance, could he best come to take more blood? In trance, she died, and in trance, she is undead too. So it is that she differ from all other. Usually, when the undead sleep at home..." As he spoke, he made a comprehensive sweep of his arm to designate what to a vampire was home. "Their face show what they are. But this so sweet that was, when she not undead, she go back to the nothings of the common dead. There is no malign there, see? And so it make hard that I must kill her in her sleep." This turned my blood cold, and it began to dawn upon me that I was accepting Van Helsing's theories. But if she were really dead, what was there of terror in the idea of killing her? He looked up at me, and evidently saw the change in my face, for he said almost joyously, "Ah, you believe now." I answered, "Don't press me too hard all at once. I'm willing to accept. How will you do this bloody work?" "I shall cut off her head and fill her mouth with garlic, and I shall drive a stake through her body." It made me shudder to think of so mutilating the body of the woman whom I'd loved. And yet the feeling was not so strong as I had expected. I was, in fact, beginning to shudder at the presence of this being, this undead, as Van Helsing called it, and to loathe it. Is it possible that love is all subjective or all objective?